Audio Renaissance presents Drop Dead Beautiful by Jackie Collins. Read for you by Jonathan Davis. Prologue. The house in Pasadena was grand by anyone's standards, large and imposing. An impressive colonial mansion that reeked of money. Nothing flashy. Penelope Whitfield Simmons and her son Henry lived in the mansion. Penelope was the widow of the powerful newspaper magnate Logan Whitfield Simmons, who died at the age of 72 from a massive heart attack while out on a fishing trip with his only son. Henry, 22 at the time of his father's death, was now 30, but he still lived at home, because in Logan's will, Henry received nothing until the death of his mother, and Penelope, a healthy 70, had no intention of going anywhere. Henry had no drive, no ambition. When he was younger, he decided he wanted to be an actor.
"Acting is for pansies," his father had roared. "Your place is in the newspaper business, with me."
Henry had appealed to his mother. "Listen to your father," Penelope had said. "Everyone knows that people in the film business are all drug addicts, sexual deviants, and perverts. Not our kind, dear."
"Ha," Henry had thought, as if she would know.
Behind their backs, he tried his best.